Hi, I'm Brian Scudamore, the founder and CEO of 1-800-GOT-JUNK and O2E Brands. I just sat with Ennis, 24 years old. This guy's got killer energy, tons of great questions. I mean, I know I was there to share, but I learned a ton just listening to Ennis's great questions. So tune in, check it out.
Hey everyone, it's your host Ennis here. I hope you all had a great weekend and are ready to crush it this week. Today I want to share one of my favorite takeaways from episode number 4 with 1-800-GOT-JUNK founder and CEO Brian Scudamore. It came towards the end of our convo during the Made for More mindset segment, and it's about how Brian plans and sets his intentions for the week. And since it's Monday, I thought it may be beneficial to you as your goal setting for the week. Check it out.
All right, so I want to switch gears just a little bit. We have a segment here. It's called the Made for More Mindset segment, right? It's a segment where we get insight into the successful habits that Brian does to make what Brian is, right? So there's 5 questions. So the first one is, are you an early bird or a night owl?
I'm an early bird. 5:55 a.m. Is my, you know, being honest, during the pandemic and being at home, I'm not as disciplined with it as I would have been during my daily get up at 5:55 and go to work type thing. But I get up at 5:55 and it's important for me to have my time to myself before my kids are up. And whether that's learning and growth work that I do, I love learning languages. I love focusing on some good articles and learning. But for me, one of the big ones is a daily routine, really trying my best to exercise. And so I got to get in those 4 times a week of getting on my Peloton and working up a good sweat and staying healthy. And working from home right now, A, I'm grateful I have a Peloton, but B, I've got to remind myself that, you know, you got to do it. You got to stay healthy. Healthy is so incredibly important. So that's a big part of my routine. I'm an early riser.
Totally. And how many languages do you speak?
So I've got a good command of French, Italian, tiny bit of Spanish, not as much, but they're related. So I guess you could say 3. And, you know, my most prized thing to do with my family is travel. Hmm. Those days will come back soon, I hope.
Hopefully.
But, you know, we went to Italy last summer, spent some time in France. My wife's in the fashion business, so we generally get to go to Paris every year. So I love just going into a coffee shop, meeting random strangers and practicing my bumpy language skills.
Love it. All right. So second one is, how often do you journal and set goals for yourself? And what does that process look like?
I don't journal as often as I would like. I do a little bit, but mine is more of, I'm constantly writing down ideas. Usually they go into my iPhone and I've got a way to organize my thoughts and ideas and trying to focus myself on what are the ideas of things I should focus on now? What are the ones that I just kind of leave until the timing's right? Mm-hmm. I set goals constantly. You know, every week I have my top 3 for the week. What are the 3 most important things I've got to do, both business and personal, to drive my world forward? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, as an example, on a personal goal, I'm really, really focused on my Italian right now. We've got a wedding, a cousins that we're going to in Italy in June. So again, sure hope that happens. But I want to really be fluent with my Italian by then. So I'm on something like a 236-day streak with Duolingo. I've got all these podcasts I listen to in Italian. So I will start each week saying, what do I want to accomplish? Top 3 business. What do I want to accomplish? Top 3 personal. And that just sets my week up for success.
Love it. So 3 personal, 3 professional. I'm going to try that for sure. Vans or Chuck Taylors?
You know what? I like both. I like both. My branded shoes that I wear every day for work, and I believe in always be branded. You know, I've got something right now. It's a hat. My truck is fully branded. My Toyota pickup truck, but I'm always wearing Chucks, and so they've got O2E brands on them or some of the other brands. I've got one for every company, but I got to say I do love the Vans too, and I'll probably end up getting some of those branded because you can screen print those as well.
All right. So 4th one is, how do you get through the days, you know, you're feeling lazy or unproductive?
Yeah. So yesterday I actually had a terrible sleep the night before. I, you know, some kids up in the middle of the night kind of thing, but I got 3 young kids, but I also had a stressful work conversation that we were going to be having the next day. And so I said to my wife, I go, you know what? I'm just going to go get on the Peloton for 20 minutes and just crank this out. And so getting through the day is often for me just a quick hit of exercise to keep me mentally and positively focused. If I'm having a down day, and let's face it, I mean, the world right now, there's a lot of, if we're all honest with each other, you know, it's probably some good low-grade depression in just about everybody from time to time. I find getting some exercise, you know, ski season starting. Can't wait to get out there and get on the ski slope. So exercise is my juice.
I agree. I can have the worst day and then just take it out all on the weights and then it's solved.
Totally.
Thank you for tuning in. For more golden nuggets, be sure to check out episode number 4. And until the next time, dream big because you, my friend, are made for more.